主啊，你不只是不折断，你不只是不吹灭，主啊，你让我们这个软弱的芦苇能够成为在你圣殿建造的建材。主啊，让我们这些将残的灯火，主啊，你能够让我们在你的面前，主啊，成为发光的灯台。我们感谢赞美你，为着诗班所献的诗歌，主啊，我们已经够了。感谢你今天让我们的敬拜没有白来，主啊，借着你的话语让我们得到建造。主啊，你知道我们在座每一个人不同的需要，主啊，但愿这一个诗歌成为我们的满足，成为我们的供应。把以下的时间继续的仰望你，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。上一次在北区讲道赶回来，后来被我的爱人骂了一顿。
Last time I preached up at the Lowell Church and barely made it back, I was reprimanded by my wife.
她说，你在不赶时间的时候要守这个速律，你在赶时间的时候也应该守速律。
She said, in times where you're not pressured by time, you should abide by the speed limit. Even more so, it should be the case when you're pressed by time, you should abide by the speed limit.
所以我在北区讲完以后，从容不迫的慢慢的开车回来。
And so coming back today, I indeed drove by the speed limit.
没有想到我可以赶回来讲道，而且可以赶回来听诗班所献的诗歌。
Thinking that I had the opportunity of not only making it back in time, but to hear the choir give their offertory.
我们的神是不误事，也是不误时的神。
Indeed, our God is a God who does not delay either in matter or in time.
刚才我们已经读过罗马书第六章提到洗礼这件事情。
We just read from the sixth chapter of Romans regarding baptism.
特别请大家注意第六章第四节。
I want to draw special attention to the fourth verse of chapter six.
保罗在这里说，我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
Paul says we were therefore buried with him through baptism into the death, that in order, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
保罗接受一个人从外面进到水里，再从水里上来，很生动的描写到一个人与主同死、同埋葬、同复活的见证。
Paul, using a very moving motif, describes a person united with Christ in the process of dying and rising again.
洗礼一方面代表旧生命的结束。
In a lot of ways, baptism represents the end of a former lifestyle.
另外说出新生活的开始。
But also, it indicates a new beginning.
所以保罗在这里说，让我们一举一动有新生的样式。
So Paul says, let our new life then reflect that fact.
感谢主，待会儿我们教会有六位弟兄姊妹要在主日崇拜受洗。
We thank the Lord that in just a few moments, six in the church here will be baptized in Jesus Christ.
20 years, this is the first time in 主日崇拜我们有这样的一个洗礼。
Really, in the past 20 years, this is the first time that we have placed the baptismal service.During the worship service.
所以我今天早上用很短的时间特别要勉励这六位的弟兄姊妹。
And so in a short amount of time this morning, I would like to exhort these six brothers and sisters.
接着对他们在洗礼上面的教导的勉励，让我们这些老基督徒也有机会再温习这个洗礼的意义。
Would allow us, in addition to them, also use this opportunity to rehearse or refreshthe meaning of baptism.
更重要的一个目的，我们是盼望一些慕道的、还没有信主的朋友，或者还没有受洗的弟兄姊妹，有机会了解受洗的意义是什么。
But perhaps even more important, we're hoping that those who are not baptized, who are not believers yet, will see and understand the significance, the meaning of baptism.
今天早上我要很快的跟弟兄姊妹从主耶稣在地上所行的三个神迹来看什么叫做新生的样式。
And through miracles that Jesus performed while he was here on earth, I want to look together with you at what exactly means to have a new life.
在四福音里面记载耶稣基督行了35个神迹。
In the four gospels, we have the record of 35 miracles that the master performed.
在35个神迹里面，有三个神迹是跟其他的神迹 不同的。
And amongst those 35, there were three that were unique.
因为耶稣曾经使三个人从死里复活。
Because in those three, Jesus caused people to rise from the dead.
这三个神迹主要的主人翁，或者说那三个从死里复活的是谁呢？
But who were these three that were resurrected?
圣经告诉我们说，有男的，有女的。
The Bible tells us that there were males as well as females.
有大人也有小孩。
There were adults as well as children.
最特别的就是这三个人呢，他们死的时间长短不一。
Perhaps the most amazing thing is the length after their death in which Jesus raised them were markedly different.
我们看见那管会堂的雅鲁的那个十二岁的女儿。
First of all, we read of Jairus' daughter, 12 years old.
她才死不久，她的尸体还停留在家里面。
She had passed away very shortly there before, and so her body was still in the home.
主耶稣让她从死里复活。
And Jesus caused her to rise from the dead.
那个拿因城寡妇的那个独生的儿子。
The only begotten son of the widow.
在正在要拿到墓地里面去埋葬的过程当中，耶稣让他从死里复活。
It was during the processional to the tomb that Jesus caused him to rise from the dead.
第三个例子，那个伯大尼的那个拉撒路。
And then the third, Lazarus of Bethany.
圣经告诉我们说，他已经在坟墓里面已经放了四天。他的姐姐说，尸体已经发臭了。
And it tells us that he was in the tomb for 4 days, and his sister said that his corpse.Had a stench to it.
感谢赞美主，耶稣基督同样的让他从死里复活。
We thank the Lord that Jesus Christ allowed him also to rise from the dead.
我们没有时间详细的看这三段记载的细节。
We don't have to look at the details of these three narratives.
但是我愿意从这三段的记载里面看一个共同的事情，就是什么叫做新生的样式。
But amongst these three, I want to look at a common theme, and that is, what does it mean to have a new life?
一个刚刚信主的人。
For those that have just received Jesus Christ.
事实上，他不需要经过洗礼，他已经是一个与主同死、同埋葬、同复活的人。
Actually, they do not have to go through baptism. They already have been buried and resurrected with Christ.
他信主的那一刹那，圣经告诉我们说，他已经是出死入生了。
In the moment that they accept Jesus Christ, the Bible tells us that they have already passed from death.
但是这洗礼的意义是什么呢？
But yet then what is the meaning of baptism?
加强那个出死入生的意义。
I think it emphasizes the process of passing from death into life.
在神和众人的面前做一个公开的见证。
In the presence of God and the multitudes, they're bearing a witness.
教会的弟兄姊妹好像跟他们盖一个图章。
It's almost that we stamp upon them.
也让这些人在神的面前有一个加深的印象。
Allowing these people also to have an increased awareness before God.
所以我们看见信主或者洗礼都有与主同复活的意义。
And so we see that believing and baptism all have the meaning of raising with Christ.
所以我们要从这三处的圣经来看到底复活以后的人有一些什么样的现象。
And so what are the manifestations of somebody that has a new life from these three we shall see?
请我们先看马可福音第五章。
Shall we turn first of all to the fifth chapter of Mark?
第五章这里提到雅鲁的女儿十二岁从死里复活的一段记载。
Here it records the event of Jairus's daughter being raised from the dead.
我们只看四十三节。
But I only want to look at verse 43 with you.
四十三节说，耶稣切切地嘱咐他们，不要叫人知道这事。下面很重要的一句话，吩咐给他东西吃。
In verse 43, he said, Jesus gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this, and then told them to give her something to eat.
我们都知道，吃是一个生命的现象。
We all know that eating is a manifestation of life.
一个小婴孩刚刚生下来，那么他就找食物吃。
A baby that is just born immediately seeks for food to eat.
最近我刚刚从北区回来。
I just returned from the Lowell Church.
我听刘牧师在报告。
And I was listening to Reverend Liu give the announcement.
他说我们的教会最近有 baby boom.
He said that.Our church recently had a big baby boom.
那么有好几个家庭连续的一个生一个跟着来。
And And in a matter of several short spans of time, many gave birth to children.
讲完了以后，他自我解嘲地说了一句话。
And then after saying that, he further enunciated.
他说，但愿我们的教会不是用这样来增长的。
But hopefully our church is not about growth in this fashion.
如果是这样增长的话，
if it is by this fashion,
我们应该鼓励每一个家庭多子多孙。
We should encourage each family to have even great or more children.
那么我坐在旁边，他在报告的时候，我在想。
And as I sat on the side thinking as he was announcing.
其实，当我们信主的家庭多生孩子，到底还是有他一点贡献在里面。
In fact, there is some benefit for believers to have more children within the church.
待会儿你们会看见那六位受洗的，有几位是在我们教会的家庭里面长大的，信主的家庭长大的孩子。
In a moment when those come forward to be baptized, you will see that some were raised in Christian homes and are being baptized.
一个小 baby， 一个小婴孩寻找食物。
A child looks for food.
不只是生命的现象。
Not only is it a manifestation of life,
也是生存的条件。
It is also a requisite for existence.
它不只是吃，是代表它有生命。
Not only does this baby eat to represent life,
而且它吃可以带来属灵的成长。
By eating also brings about a further growth.
我不会忘记十二年前。
I will not forget some 12 years ago.
我们教会迫切同心地为李明哲弟兄的儿子祷告。
We prayed reverently as a church for Brother Michael Lee's son.
他刚生下来。
He was just born.
发现他不能吃。
And found out that he couldn't eat.
他一吃进去以后就吐。
After eating, immediately he would throw up.
到一个地步，他没有办法有食物进去，查不出什么原因。我记得教会迫切地为他祷告。弟兄姊妹，不要小看我们祷告的力量。我们常常在属灵的经历里面，我们做一个健忘的人。当我准备的时候，想到十二年前的往事。后来我们祷告的结果，医生终于发现，在他的肚子里面有一段的肠没有，肠子没有生好。后来找到了毛病，就开刀手术，就把那个肠子打通或者把它接起来。
Was done and performed, and the problem was alleviated.
常常看见玉能小弟弟在教会里面又蹦又跳的时候。
And often seeing today Yu Neng running around the church.
我都不好意思怎么样骂他。
I don't even know how to begin to rebuke him.
因为我知道这个孩子是我们经过了祷告把他带回到人间来的。
Because I know that it was through our prayers that this little child was brought back into life.
不能吃或者不要吃。都说出生命的问题。
Not being able to eat or not wanting to eat all indicate a problem with one's life.
一个小婴孩是这样，一个属灵的婴孩也是一样。
A child of a physical nature is thus, as well as a spiritual baby.
保罗用灵奶和灵粮来讲到圣经。
Paul often refers to the Bible as spiritual food or meat or spiritual milk.
读经用吃灵粮来比喻是很有意思。
Actually, to use reading the Bible as consuming spiritual nutrition is a very interesting motif.
提醒我们什么呢？
And I think it reminds us of.
请大家注意。
I want you to notice.
读圣经不只是理性和知识的吸收而已。
Reading the Bible is not merely confined to an intellectual or a operation of the brain.
读圣经应该像吃东西一样。
It should be like consuming food.
要跟我们的生命调和。
It intermingles with our life.
要在生活上能够表露出来。
It is something that is manifested in our life.
我也不会忘记，我不知道为什么在准备这篇信息的时候一直想到往事。
I don't know why it is that in preparing this message, I thought often of past events.
他们说你如果听见一个人讲话，一天到晚讲往事，证明他老了。
Often they say if you always refer to things in the past, you indicate your aging process.
我在准备的时候发现是有一点开始有一点老态。
I found that I have beginning to have shades of gray.
我想到 MIT 一位学生。
And I thought of a student at MIT.
有人对他很有负担。
Many had a great burden for this.
但是跟他传福音很难。
And yet they found it very difficult to share the gospel.
因为这个人心不只是很硬。
Not only was this person carrying a hard heart,
而且这个人非常非常强，有佛教的背景。
He also had a very deep background in Buddhism.
你跟他讲圣经。
And so, in sharing the gospel with them,
他跟你讲佛经。
He would share from the Buddhist Bible.
你要想办法带他信主，他要想办法带你信佛。
And you, in wanting him to believe in Jesus Christ, he would seek to cause you to believe in Buddha.
长话短说，带他信主不容易。
To make a long story short, it was a difficult process.
但是我们看见神的爱至终感动了他。
And yet we see God's love in the end moving his heart.
他接受了主。
And he accepted Jesus.
他信了耶稣。
He became a Christian.
你知道他信了耶稣以后怎么样？
You know what happened after he became a Christian?
六个礼拜的时间。
In 6 weeks time.
他把圣经读完了一遍。
He went through the Bible.Once.
六个礼拜把圣经读完一遍。
Six weeks through the Bible once.
他不是随随便便读。
And yet he did not do it casually.
那个时候这样讲，我不知道，我不晓得他到底读了多少。
And at that point in time, I really wasn't sure how much or how carefully he.
经过了多年。
And yet after a process.
他现在不在我们中间。
He is no longer in our.
他现在在圣地亚哥。
He is now in San Diego.
在两个月以前，我接到他一封信。
And 2 months ago, I received a letter from him.
他说李牧师。
He said.Reverend Lee,
谢谢你们一直谢谢教会一直为我祷告。
Thank you for the church's continued prayer.
现在时候已经到了。
The time has now come.
我在过去这些年来，
And in these past few years,
我代职去读神学。
I have gone to seminary on a part-time basis.
我今年我已经神学毕业了。
I have now graduated from seminary.
从九月开始。
And from September on,
神预备了我，也预备了我爱人的心。
God has prepared me as well as my wife.
我们九月要全时间出来侍奉主。
In September, we will come out in full-time ministry.
弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
我不能不回头来看这件事情而数算神的恩典。
I could not but think of God's grace in the past.
人为什么会软弱？
Sometimes men.People are weak.
因为我们只看片段。
Because we only see a segment.
我们没有看全部。
We do not see the whole picture.
当我们只看他顶撞不肯接受神的那个片段的时候。
When we only see that one segment in which he was so antagonistic against Christianity.
我们会灰心气馁的不得了。
We would become very discouraged and low-hearted.
想回过头来看他这十几年神在他身上的工作。
And yet in reflection over these past 10 years of God's work on his life.
看见他的生命的成长。
We see his growth in life.
我心里面受很大的感动。
And indeed, I am deeply moved.
是从吃开始的。
It began from eating.
六个礼拜把圣经吃完一遍。
6 weeks consuming the Bible.
今天我们对读经有什么样的态度？
I wonder what our attitude is to reading God's word today.
我看到一句话说。
I read this following.
他说不是我读圣经，我常常发现圣经在读我。
Often it is not the case of I reading the Bible, but the Bible reading me.
这是真正读圣经的态度。
I think this indeed is the proper attitude we should have.
因为他越读圣经，越从圣经认识他自己。
Because the more we read the Bible, the more we become.To realize who we are.
越读圣经，生命有越多的突破和增长。
The more we read the Bible, the more in our life we have new beginnings and breakthroughs.
不信上帝的伏尔泰。
The person, Voltaire, who did not believe in God.
他曾经预言过。
He once prophesied thus.
他说他死了以后一百年。
He said after 100 years of after his death.
说他的著作要代替圣经的地位。
That his works, his manuscripts or his books would take the place of the Bible.
他说圣经可以找到。
He said the Bible can be found.
到博物馆去找。
But you would have to find it in a museum.
没有想到伏尔泰死了25年以后。
And yet, it's hard to believe that in 25 years after Voltaire's death,
伏尔泰他自己住的地方，讲那句话住的地方，成为日内瓦这个发行圣经的这个出版社。
It's hard to believe that in 25 years after his death, the very place that he made such a statement became the publishing house in Geneva for Bibles.
要讲读圣经，今天讲不完。
To speak of reading the Bible, there would be no end this morning.
这个孩子起来的时候，耶稣吩咐给他东西吃。
And so we see when this child was raised, Jesus commanded them to give this child something to eat.
请我们看路加福音第七章。
And then turning over to the 7th chapter of Luke.
我们看见主让第二个人从死里复活。
And here we see the second person whom Jesus caused to raise from the dead.
请我们看15节。
Looking at verse 15 of chapter 7.
路加福音第七章15节, 那死人就坐起并且说话，耶稣便把他交给他的母亲。
It says there that in verse 15 that the dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother.
Began to talk. 这里给我们看见一个复活的生命，第二个现象。
Here we see the second characteristic of a resurrected life.
说话。
Speaking.
一个活过来的人。
Somebody that has been resuscitated.
一个正常活过来的人。
Somebody that has been normally or a normal person.
他会说话。
He would be able to, or she would be able to speak.
我相信很多人家里面都有养孩子的经验。
I'm sure most of us have the experience of raising children in our home.
其实小孩子每一个阶段都很可爱。
Actually, in each facet, the children are all very loving.
我不会忘记，这又是往事。我儿子还小的时候。
Another reminiscing when my son was still young.
有的时候想想，那是好久好久以前的事情。
Often I think it's so far in the past.
我老大现在26岁。
My eldest son is this year 26 years old. In 25 and a half years ago,
我第一任父亲的时候,
when I was in my first term as father,
兴奋得不得了,
I was indeed excited.
一回到家, 什么事情都不管, 就跑到摇篮旁边去看孩子。
And oblivious to anything else, I ran to the cradle where my child was.
他5个月会叫爸爸。
5 months' time, he could already call out father.
你知道他怎么叫的呢?
You know how he said it?
不是出于自愿。
Actually, it was not out of his own choice.
我回到家就把他的两个上嘴唇、下嘴唇在手上，叭叭，去把它叭出来。
I forced his two lips together so he would make the sound baba.
当他一出这个爸爸的音的时候，我乐得不知道哪里去了。
And as soon as he made that sound, indeed, I was filled with excitement.
但是我知道那是假的。But
I knew that that was not genuine.
但是可能因为逼得太早了。But
perhaps because I forced him at too young of a.
所以七八个月的时候，他真的会讲爸爸，他会讲。
So by 7-8 months, he indeed could make that sound.
上帝也是很公平。
And I think God is indeed a very fair God.
到我们老二的时候,
when my second child came along,
他到2岁还不会讲话。
At the age of 2, he could still not say anything.
2岁以前完全静悄悄, 让我觉得是最高品质的一个产品。
The first 2 years without saying a word, I thought perhaps he was the best of the best.
到了说话的时候, 发现他2年没有讲的话, 噼里啪啦通通讲出来。
But after that, he seemed to make up for the lost 2 years.
他不说话的时候, 我们都很急。
And when he wasn't talking, we became very anxious.
神对他的儿女也是一样。
I think God with his children is likewise.
我不知道今天我们做基督徒做了几年。
I don't know where each of us are in our spiritual life.
神对你也许很急。
Perhaps God is very anxious for you today.
一直到现在,
even till today.
你从来没有向神说过一句话。
For once in your life, you have yet to say one word to God.
我刚刚信主的时候,
when I had just become a Christian,
我要受洗的时候,
when I was just to be baptized,
那个美国的宣教士,
an American missionary,
他告诉我,
said to me,
他说李弟兄你在教会已经有好多年。
Said, Brother Lee, you have been in the church for many, many years.
我们在旁边已经看你看了那么多年。
And from the side, we have observed you for many years.
你现在才受洗。
Now, only now you are being baptized?
没有什么可以跟你谈的。
Really, there's nothing more we can say to you.
我们只要做一个祷告就好了。
Actually, all we need to do is give a prayer.
李弟兄请你开口祷告。
Brother Lee, will you begin in prayer?
我在教会4年。
I had been in the church for already 4 years.
我听人祷告听了4年。
I had heard other people pray for 4 years.
第一次被要求在第三者的面前开口祷告。
But that was the first time in the presence of a third party that I was required to open my mouth in prayer.
简单。
Easy?
既然祷告就可以受洗，好，祷告。
Seeing if you can pray, then therefore you can be baptized. Then let's go for it.
我忘不了。
But I will not forget.
我低头祷告。
As I bowed my head in prayer.
我第一句话说。
The first words that came forth.
亲爱的主耶稣。
Dear Lord Jesus Christ.
我感谢你。
I thank you.
下面舌头就打了结了。
After that, my tongue seemed to be in knots.
我大概停了，我想在一两分钟的人，那一两分钟是很长很长的两分钟。
Although I stopped for maybe one or two minutes, it seemed eternity.
我终于想出下面应该讲什么。
And finally, I figured out what I needed to say.
我说如此祷告，奉耶稣的名，阿门。
In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
那个牧师在旁边大声的阿门。
The pastor standing beside me echoed a resounding amen.
过了好多年。
After many years,
我问他记不记得这件事情。
I asked him if he still remembered that event.
他说这种事情会忘记还得了。
He said, how could I possibly forget such an event?
他说每一次我看你站在讲台讲到，我就想到这个祷告。
And each time I hear you preaching from the pulpit, I think of that prayer.
我说你有什么印象？
And I said, well, what are the recollections that you have?
他说那个祷告很充实。
Said prayer had a great deal of substance.
我说怎么充实呢？
I said, how was it substance?
说你在安静的时候，我心里面一直在替你祷告。
I said, when you were quiet in my own heart, I was praying fervently.
所以我一直记得那两分钟，我是为你祷告。
And so I remembered in those 2 minutes, I continually prayed for you.
所以每一次当你站在台上，我听你讲道的时候。
And so each time as you stand in the pulpit and I hear you preach.
我们 Boston 的这个飞机场叫 Logan， 那么这一个传道人就是 Reverend Logan， 是我们。从小他看我长大的一个传道人。
His name was Reverend Logan, somebody who saw me grow up.
他说每一次我看见你讲道。
And each time as I hear you preach,
我就想到那两分钟为你的祷告没有落空。
I can think of those 2 minutes that I prayed for you did not go in vain.
但虽然他安慰我。
And although he gave me great comfort,
但是我还是觉得我在神的面前很惭愧。
I found indeed a great deal of remorse in the presence of the Lord.
起码基督徒有两种话要讲。
And I think as Christians, there are at least 2 kinds of things we should be talking about.
一个是向神说话，祷
告。First of all, it is talking to God.
第二，要学习怎么样向人说话，做见证。
Secondly, how to talk to other people.
向人说话是每一个基督徒被留在地上的目的。
And I think that to speak to God is the purpose by which each of us is left here on earth.
那么，只有让我们学习向神说话，我们才知道怎么样向。
Yet it is only in the process of learning how to communicate with God that we can begin to communicate with others.
尤其有的时候，神把我们放在地上，让我们经过许多的患难，使我们在患难里面知道怎么样向人说话。
It is especially true when God allows us here on earth to go through trying times to learn how to communicate with others.
我这几天看到一个比方。
In these past few days, I read of an illustration.
我很喜欢收集笑话、故事、见证等等。
I like to collect humorous stories, testimonies, and illustrations.
我也喜欢收集一些比方。
And I like to also collect some illustrations.
有一个人说的很有意思。
And one person said it very interesting.
我从来没有听过这样说法。
I have never heard it said thus.
他说基督徒好像一包茶叶。
Said that Christians are like a bag of tea.
要用热水冲才能够显出它的价值。
It can only be manifested its value through the process of being put in hot water.
今天早上我跟师母讲。
And this morning I said to my wife.
她说热水冲还不够。
She said hot water was not enough.
要用开水来冲才够。
You have to use boiling water.
我记得吴牧师在这里讲过约翰福音十三章。
I remember Reverend Wu sharing from the 13th chapter.
我们要门徒彼此洗脚。
Said that disciples were to called upon to wash each other's
feet. 他特别强调提醒我们。
And he especially emphasized and reminded us.
你要替弟兄姊妹洗脚。
You have to wash brothers and sisters.
不要用太热的水。
But don't use too hot of water.
因为你用太热的水，好像要服侍弟兄姊妹，结果却伤了弟兄姊妹。
That in the process of using too hot of water, seemingly you're serving them, but in fact you're hurting.
但是这个比方说，我们基督徒好像一包茶叶。
But this illustration.Refers to us as bags of tea.
这个茶叶要发挥它的功用。
In order for this bag of tea to be effective,
要用热水来冲。
It has to be immersed in hot water.
我们喜欢热水吗？
I wonder if we like hot water.
我们不喜欢热水。
We do, don't indeed.
人生的境遇，我们不喜欢患难。
And I think that as humans, we are repulsed by difficulty.
大陆家庭教会的一个领袖。
A leader within the house church movement.
他说了一句话。
In China, said thus.
他说：“我们从来不告诉刚刚信主的人如何避免患难。”
Said we never tell a just born again Christian.How to avoid difficulty and suffering.
我们也不教他们怎么样在逼迫中靠主忍耐。
Nor do we teach them what it means to depend upon God in the midst of tribulation.
我们只提醒初信的基督徒。
But only we remind them.
在患难和逼迫，提醒他们患难和逼迫是神安排我们传福音的机会。
That in the midst of difficulty and suffering, it is a time in which God has prepared.For each of us, the opportunity of sharing the gospel.
刚信主。
If you have just become a Christian,
学习向神说话。
Learn how to speak to God.
学习向人说话。
Learn how to communicate.
我们看第三个例子。
And then the third illustration.
我们看约翰福音第十一章。
Found within the 11th chapter of the gospel.
拉撒路那死了四天，埋葬在坟墓里，尸体已经发臭的，他怎么样从死里复活？
Lazarus, who was dead and buried for 4 days, his corpse smelling how he was raised.
44节
Here in verse, chapter 11, verse 44, it tells us.
他们非常准时，我跟他们讲十二点十分，英语部的这些弟兄姊妹上来，好不好？这样，这边的弟兄姊妹尽量往这边挤，好不好？那么后面三排的，请你们尽量挤一下。这个穿蓝衣服的，你们不要动，让他们有机会能够坐进来。
Can those On the aisle,
吴牧师，请你上去指挥一下，请他们。
Could move in closer, that way they can sit on the side.
十一章四十四节。
Verse 11, chapter 11, verse 44.
四十四节在这里告诉我们，那死人就出来了。
And it says here that in verse 44 that the dead man came out.
手脚裹着布，脸上包着手巾。耶稣对他们说：“解开，叫他走。”
And his hands and feet were wrapped with strips of linen and cloth around his face. And Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go."
犹太人的风俗和规矩。
Amongst the culture and traditions of the Jewish people,
他们对死人也是那种木乃仪式的埋葬法。
Their view or their practice in burials is similar to the Egyptian mummy process.
当耶稣叫拉撒路从坟墓里面出来的时候
，And when Jesus called forth Lazarus from the tomb,
他是从坟墓里面蹦出来的，跳出来。
He jumped forth from the tomb.
因为他身上有许多的东西缠住他。
Because he had many things wrapped around him, hindering his mobility.
前面两个从死里复活的
，The first two we saw who were resuscitated.
一个
responsibility lay not with the resurrected person.
责任。在于旁边围绕他的人。
Rather, we see the responsibility on those who are around him.
这是旁边的人的使命和责任。
This was the responsibility, the mission of those around him.
六位弟兄姊妹马上要受洗。
There are six that will meet in the right away be baptized.
今天我们坐后在这里教会的弟兄姊妹，我们有责任。
I think that we sitting here, brothers and sisters of this church, have responsibility.
我们要帮助这些从死里复活的弟兄姊妹。
We are called upon to help these that are brought forth from death.
帮助他们能够好好的走主要他们走的路。
To help them walk upon the path in which the Lord would have them walk.
要解开。
To loosen.
不是捆绑。
Not to hinder.
给他自由。
To give freedom.
不是给他限制。
Not to give restrictions.
我为什么说这句话？
Yet why do I say it?
因为今天有许许多多刚信主的基督徒。
Because there are many new believers.
到了礼拜堂了以后。
When they come to the church.
他受了许多的限制。
And they receive many different kind of
restrictions. 你做了基督徒。
Once you become a
Christian. 你应该读经。
You have to read the Bible.
你应该祷告。
You have to pray.
你应该聚会。
You have to go to service.
你应该去这个带领人信耶稣。
You have to go out and bring people to Christ.
许多的应该把那些人绑住了。
And many times there must, which they must do that confine them.
你说李牧师，你不是矛盾吗？
And yet, perhaps you would say, Pastor Lee, aren't you being a little problematic?
刚才说要祷告读经。
You said just a minute ago that we had to read the Bible.
你现在又说不应该祷告读经。
And yet now you're seemingly saying you don't have to.
你说你应该读经是错的。
is it in fact that you're incorrect by telling us so?
跟他讲说应该读经，这是错的。
I think to say you must read the Bible is inaccurate.
因为你有复活的生命。
It is because you have that resurrected life.
你有生命的需要。
You have the need to maintain that life.
你自然你就需要读经。
And I think very naturally you would need to read the Bible.
这样才可以叫他走。
And only then would you be able to walk.
不是停顿的，是长进。
It is not a stationary life, but a moving ahead life.
所以受洗不是毕业，受洗是一个开始。
And so baptism represents not graduation, but only the beginning.
Walking, 走，有行为生活的意思。
We see that we saw that walking represented the manifestation of life.
我没有时间在这里多讲。
We don't have time to go on further.
把这三个主耶稣从死里复活的见证。
But if we were to combine these three testimonies of resurrections,
我希望对他们勉励，也对我们每一位能够得帮助。
I hope that it would not only be an exhortation to these six, but also a helpful reminder to each of us.
让我们从这三个例子勉励我们自己。
And from these three illustrations, let us remind ourselves.
现在我要请吴牧师到台上来介绍这六位弟兄姊妹。
Now I'd like to invite Pastor Wu to come forward to.Briefly introduce these six that will be baptized. Invite the six that will be receiving baptism to come to the front.
请坐在这边的弟兄姐妹还是尽量靠中间，因为有一些英语崇拜的弟兄姐妹，他们等一下还是会坐进来啊。
If those that are seated on the side of the aisle, if you could please
靠中间坐一点
move toward the middle,
让他们可以
we can free up the sides for the additional people that are coming in now.
在各位的程序单上有他们的名字。
Enclosed within the announcements are a list of these six.Six people and their names.
在我的右手边，第一位是冯旭东姐妹。
To my right, the first sister is Xu Dongfeng.
她现在在这边读研究所。
She is presently studying in grad school.
她八五年的时候从中国大陆来。
In 1985, she came here from mainland China.
在他的这个，我们每一位都给他们照了相，写了一个简单的介绍，我们会贴在楼下的布告栏。
We've taken pictures of these six and enclosed them with a brief testimony that we will put on display downstairs on the bulletin board.
他的这个受洗的感想是天父的恩典是中国大陆人民唯一的希望。
And her testimony was that the grace of our Heavenly Father is the only hope.For the people of China.
我从大陆来能够在这里接受耶稣基督的为救主是何等的福分。
And indeed it's a great blessing that I would have the opportunity to come from China here to this place to receive Jesus Christ as my Savior.
下面第二位是陈郑阿桃姐妹。
The second one to my right, is Sister 阿桃陈。
她今年68岁。
Today she is, or this year she is 68 years old.
她的儿子、女、媳妇、家里的人都在我们教会。她的儿子是陈永贵弟兄。
Her son, her daughter-in-law, as well as their family, Michael Chun, are a part of the church here.
她的这个信主的感言是：我很高兴接受洗礼。
And her testimony is that she is very pleased.To be receiving this rite of baptism.
当然，他们每一个人信主的见证不止这一句话。
Of course, each of their testimonies encompass far more than these few words.
他们每一个人都有写了一篇自己这个信仰的见证。
And each of them have written out their own testimony.
所以，教会的各个不同的团契可以邀请他们去做见证，也帮助他们。
And so, the different fellowships in the church.Can invite them to come and share their testimony and to further help them in their growth.
这一位弟兄是张文贤 Robert
Chen. The third one is Robert Zhang.
好，那么他的母亲李淑玲姐妹哈，在我们中间。
His mother, Mrs. Zhang, is in our midst.
那他在也在我们教会的青少年的团契。
Robert is a part of our youth fellowship here at the church.
今年要从高中毕业，然后秋天就进大学。
Graduating this year from high school, he will be entering college in September.
他这个受洗的感言是非常的兴奋、高兴。那么感谢主，他可以在众人面前承认他的信仰。
And his thoughts concerning baptism is that he is excited and he is happy and he is indeed glad to be able to proclaim his faith.
他是在美国这里出生的。
Robert was born here in the United States.
这一位是陈允文姐妹。
The next one, which was left off of the English, is Dorothy Chen.
他的父母亲就是陈新忠还有这个李少珍他们。
Her parents are also here active in the church.
他也是在青少年团契，今年要毕业，要进大学读书。
Dorothy is also a part of our youth fellowship, graduating from high school this year and will be entering college.
那在他的这个受洗的感言里面，他感谢主对他的耐心以及对他的那个完全的了解。
And, in her testimony, she wants to thank God for his patience as well as God's understanding.
这一位姐妹是江显慧。
The next one, is Heidi Jiang.
她四岁的时候就随着家人一起到了美国。
At the age of four, she came to the United States with her parents.
那现在她参加英语的崇拜以及英文的比利亚团契。
She's presently involved in the English worship service as well as in the English Berean Fellowship.
那目前她是一个药剂师。
Presently she is a in pharmacy.
那暑假以后她要再回到学校进修。
And after the summer she will be returning for further studies in school.
那在她这个受洗的感言里面，她为这一个特别的一天，她献上感谢。
And in her word of testimony, she wanted to thank God for this special day.
因为借着这个受洗，她希望荣耀归给上帝。
That through this baptism, she would be able to give glory to God.
那最后一位在我的左手是徐祥宇弟兄。
And then the last one is Brother 徐祥宇。
那去年他才从台湾来到这里留学读书。
He came from Taiwan just last year for continued study.
那来到这里有朋友同学就带领他信主，然后他就也来参加教会。
And after coming here, his classmates brought him to Christ, and he has been a part of our church here in the past few months.
那他在这个受洗的感言里面写着这个信仰是无可替代的快乐以及满足。
He said that this baptism and the feeling he had was joy and happiness which cannot be replaced.
我就今天先把这个受洗的证书还有一个礼物先送给他们。
I will now first of all give them a certificate of baptism as well as then a gift whichWe as a church would like to give to them.
那么他们拿了，等一下坐在那里，然后李牧师会叫他们的名字，一位一位过来受洗。
And then they will go back to their seats, and then one by one they will come forward to be baptized.
今天有四位，他们用敬礼，另外有两位 身体的原因会用点水礼。
Two will be baptized by the process of immersion, and then the other two, because of physical reasons, we will use sprinkling as the mode of baptism.
我们在暑假计划再开一次的受洗班，如果你愿意参加的话，请在六月底之前向我报名。
During the summer months, we will also be having catechism class for those that want to be baptized. And so, if you're interested in being baptized, if you could see me after the service.
那九月初我们会再有一次受洗的典礼。
There will be another baptismal service in September.
好，时间交给李牧师。
We'd like to thank God for the opportunity in this service to baptize these six people. In the six, there are two that they have some physical reasons by which we have decided then to use the mode of sprinkling. First invite Auntie Chen to come forward.
我们请陈伯母的家人好不好就在位置上站起来，让我们认一认。
Will their family please stand that we could recognize them as well?
他们都坐在很前面，请你们往后转一下，让大家看一下。
Could you turn around?
好，然后请你们坐下。本来应该站着，不过我怕你们挡了后面的视线，所以请你们坐下来。陈伯母，我认识到现在，跟他讲话是用国语加上比手画脚。
In my knowing Auntie Chen until now, often in my sharing with her, I have used Mandarin or often resorted to sign language.
但是在话语里面一点不能拦阻我们彼此之间在主里面的相爱。
And yet, although we're limited by language, our love in Jesus Christ has not been limited.
她决定信主，决定受洗，是在她的老伴儿，她的丈夫最近离开她之后决定。
Her decision to receive baptism came at a time in which her beloved husband passed away.
陈伯母，你心里有平安吗？
平安。
这是温州国语。我们非常感谢主，她心里面有平安。
We thank the Lord that she indeed has peace in her heart.
我们有很多的话，但是我们相信主知道，而且弟兄姊妹在这边看了，心里面也能够了解。
I'm sure there are many things we want to say, but yet in the presence of God, He knows it's all.
陈伯母，你要接受耶稣做你心里面的救主吗？
有救主。
你愿意接受他做你生命的主宰吗？
先生，先生。
你信了耶稣，心里有平安？
心里很高兴平安。
很高兴平安，我们实在心里面也是非常高兴平安。我们就在神和人的面前，弟兄姊妹和许许多多关理关心他们的朋友面前，我们奉圣父圣子圣灵的名替我们的姐妹施浸。很抱歉，我们在我们的周报上把旭东的名字写成九东，把一个很重要的日头给弄丢了。不过我想正式的向他道歉。那么他的名字是旭日东升的旭。旭东，你来美国多久了？刚才虽然报告过，你自己讲一下。
五年。
五年之前你有没有过去对教会有什么样的印象和认识？
很浅的认识，但是总的概念就是说，基督教的爱心给我印象很深。在大陆的时候就
感谢主，他从大陆来，但是在这一段时间他实在心里面有很深很深的感受。不过刚才吴牧师读的你的感言，你好不好再讲一下？
我是觉得特别是去年六四以后，真是觉得大陆的希望是要有福音的振兴。那对我自己来说，我作为一个能够早在这儿领到那个主的福音的人是很幸运。
好不好，我们低头为旭东祷告，也为今天中国大陆许许多多需要福音的同胞祷告。亲爱的主，我们感谢你，当我们看见旭东在这里，在众人的面前，也在你的面前受洗归入你的名下的时候，天父，我求主成全他的心愿。主啊，但愿他的心愿也是我们每一个中国同胞的心愿，也是我们每一个认识你跟随你愿意爱你的人的心愿。 但愿福音早日的传遍中国大陆，主啊，让那11亿的同胞都是照着上帝形象造的，也是耶稣基督在十字架上为他们死而流血的那一些人有机会认识耶稣。主啊，我把旭东交在主你手中，主啊，求主你使用他，在今后的日子里面恩上加恩，力上加力。祷告交托靠耶稣基督的名，阿们。那个她的丈夫也在我们中间，我想请她站一下，我们非常非常高兴她也在这里。好，旭东，你信了耶稣以后，你心里有平安有喜了吗？
有。
你愿意相信耶稣，接受耶稣做你个人的救主，而且成为你生命的主宰吗？
非常愿意。
你愿意今后以后，今后跟随主服侍主，把你自己的心愿成为你以后基督徒的经历吗？
愿意。
感谢主，我们听见他的见证，我们奉圣父圣子圣灵的名替我们的姐妹施洗。
海迪，新的朋友，请你站起来。
I decided to make a decision before I went away to college.
Before I go into the college, so when you accept Jesus Christ, do you remember the exact the date of that time?
It was last February. I don't know the date. It's a Saturday night at our winter retreat.
Last February, Saturday night at the winter retreat. 我们非常感谢主，听见我们教会这些年轻的弟兄姊妹，他们也一样清楚地接受主，让他们能够在众人的面前把荣耀归给主。 Do you have peace in heart?
Yes.
You want to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior?
Yes.
Lord?
Yes.
You want to commit the whole future into His hand?
Yes.
我们听见我们姊妹的见证，她在家里跟父母亲就是讲国语，所以我们在这里奉圣父圣子圣灵的名替我们的姐妹。
相遇。
他们一家有七口人，那么今年有四个人受洗，
五个人，
五个人受洗，在四个不同的时候，不同的地方，所以他们其他的家人都不在这里 ，right？
是，他们都在台湾。
你们都约好的吗？
哦，没有。
感谢主，神有他自己时候奇妙的安排。那你心里面信了耶稣有平安吗？
哦，非常平安。
你像刚才我说，如果热水淋到你，你还可以为主做见证吗？
当然可以。
当然可以，大家都听到，我们不只是听到，我们为他祷告。你接受耶稣做你个人的救主，也接受他做你生命的主宰吗？
是。
我们听见我们弟兄在众人面前的见证，我们奉圣父圣子圣灵的名替我们的弟兄施祭。Robert, how many brothers you have or sisters?
Two brothers.
How many sisters?
None.
None? You have many sisters in the Lord, right?
Yeah.
So are you the first one among the three brothers being baptized?
I'm the second one.
Oh, you are the second one. When did you accept Jesus?
January 2nd, 1988.
January 2nd, 1988. What time? 我们实在很高兴对不起，他的家人有没有在这里？妈妈在这里。 Where are your brothers? Two brothers? One is over there, the other one is over there. Yeah, 一个在那边，一个在后面，假装在照相。我们很感谢主。Do you have peace in heart?
Yeah.
Do you really accept Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord?
Yeah.
我们听见我们弟兄所做的见证，我们在神和人的面前，我们奉圣父圣子圣灵的名替我们弟兄施祭。牧师，
请我们翻到诗歌183首。
Shall we turn in our hymnals to hymn number 183?
我们唱第一节。
We will sing the first stanza.
快乐之日，我今立志。
Oh, happy day, the day that I fixed my choice.
在唱完这首诗歌，李牧师为我们要主持新的传道同工的接纳礼。我们一起起立来唱这首诗歌。
Shall we stand to sing this song?
快乐之日，我尽力志，全心归属救主耶稣。今日心中实在靠近，我愿到处传出救恩。快乐日，快乐日，耶稣奇迹，我从罪孽。托宝血，洁白如雪，今日永远不能忘记。快乐日，快乐日，我出奇迹，我从罪。
我们再把副歌唱一次。
快乐日，快乐日，耶稣奇迹。我从罪孽靠着宝血洁白如雪，今日永远不能忘记。
坐。
Please be seated.
有几件事情特别在这里报告一下。
There are several items of announcement that I want to make mention of.
今天下午一点半的时候，西安团契也是有这一个月的聚会。
At 1:30 this afternoon, the Zion Fellowship will have their monthly meeting.
下一个礼拜天下午一点半。
Next Sunday afternoon at 1:30.
我很少看到戴传道脸红。下一个礼拜天下午是戴传道的按摩的聚会。
There will be an ordination service
for Minister Jimmy Taylor. 请大家在祷告里面纪念这件事。
Ask for your prayers.
夏令会的报名的单子在这个里面。
We have enclosed the registration form for the summer conference.
这次的夏令会